AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Their rivals are vowing to fight on, but Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are piling up big wins in their respective campaigns for their party's presidential nominations. They won seven states each in yesterday's Super Tuesday voting contest. GOP leaders, though, appear to be increasingly uncomfortable with the thought that Trump might be the party nominee. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Political scientist David Anderson says the leadership's likely terrified by the thought of a Trump nomination.
I think we are getting very close to panic mode.
Anderson says there's no good option. Denouncing Trump would alienate voters who've already backed him.
That's political suicide.
Endorsing him would not be any better.
It is likely that independents are going to go to the polls and are going to vote for the Democratic nominee.
Leading Republicans are increasingly talking about a contested nominating convention as the only way of stopping Trump. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Before the Supreme Court this morning, a controversial abortion case. The question is whether a Texas law that regulates abortion clinics intrudes on a woman's right to an abortion. AP correspondent Mark Smith is in Washington.
The 2013 law requires clinics to meet stringent standards for outpatient surgical centers and mandates any doctor performing an abortion have hospital admitting privileges nearby. Backers say these are aimed at safeguarding women's health, but critics say they're a blatant effort to prevent abortions, and if allowed to stand, would force most Texas clinics to close.
A hospital in Philadelphia is now teaching residents in high-crime neighborhoods how to treat gunshot wounds. Boys as young as 10 years old are taking the first aid training. Sports Authority is filing for bankruptcy protection. It says it'll dump about 140 stores. The Dow's down 54. This is AP Radio News. Experts are pretty happy with the latest jobs report. 214,000 jobs created last month, says the payroll company ADP. Moody's Analytics chief economist Mark Zandi.
Anything over 200,000 is indicative of a very healthy job market. It's double the pace we need to absorb the growth in the working age population, which means the labor market's getting tighter and we'll be close to full employment pretty soon.
There'll be a job open pretty soon in New Jersey if six New Jersey newspapers get their way. They say Governor Chris Christie should resign over his endorsement of Donald Trump. They add that if Christie refuses to quit, New Jersey citizens should start a recall effort. The papers are running brutal editorials saying they're fed up with everything from Christie's famous sarcasm to what they call his long neglect of the state to pursue his own selfish agenda. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.